Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live from the Cook's Warehouse here in fashionable East Cobb, where the beautiful people are rolling out the back door with incredible gifts, swag, and toys from the Cook's Warehouse, because today they've been celebrating what they call egg extravaganza, where you can get big green eggs at cost like you seldom see ever anywhere in the universe. And you got all of their, I think they had like 25% off on other grilling items or 15% off. It was phenomenal. And their sauces and their spices and everything else. I mean, they really blew it out here. And people are, you know, it's rare to see people. You know, when you go to the store, you see people walking out with their carts. They always look depressed because they've reached deep into their pockets. They've stolen from their kids' college fund to go grocery shopping or whatever. But here, today, people are walking out with massive baskets of swag, and they're smiling. It's like, we stuck it to Mary Moore. But at the end of the day,
strange.
Mary's happy, her customer's happy, Ed Fisher is happy, so we're all happy. Are you happy, Chef Eric?
I am happy.
Because it's your anniversary this weekend?
Yeah, 24 years.
Yeah, 24 years. You know, that's amazing, Chef Eric, and I think the mere fact that you took her out to Long John Silver's instead of...
Hey, I let her get the combo pack.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did she get the coleslaw and the French fries?
Both.
Oh, dude.
And a side of hush puppies.
Oh, dude. Seriously, where does... You know, this is always... People ask me all the time, well, where does Chef Eric like to go if he likes this? What they want to do, put on the airs and be snobby. So, well, where do the holdos go to celebrate... Because it's too late now. You can't see them there. You can't go there and bug them. So where are the kind of places you would go in Atlanta for that event meal?
We go to places like Bacchanalia in Atlanta. We go to Rathbun's quite often. And, of course, up by us, Branchwater. Chef Todd Hogan, who used to be at
You know,
at,
I was going to say, that is Branchwater is one of the most unbelievable restaurants for where it's located. I can't think of any restaurants. I put it better than, you know, I kind of like Cabernet, not a huge fan, but if I had a choice between Branchwater and Cabernet, I'd go to Branchwater.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cabernet's very good.
It is. I mean,
and
it's
you
not...
you can smoke a cigar inside.
Which, yeah, you can't do it.
While you're eating your steak, so there's that. But
yes. That's
Branchwater... From just a general level is just a level above. I mean,
yeah. So those are some great recommendations.
All right.
Now recommend what you're doing here.
All right. So we've taken our veal milanese, we've pan fried it with a little bit of grapeseed oil, and now we're going to assemble our sandwich. So what I did is, at Whole Foods, they have this avocado vinaigrette. It's a low-sodium, no-oil-added vinaigrette. It's just basically avocado and a little bit of vinegar. So it's really great for salad dressings and things like that. I mixed it with just a little bit of mayonnaise. We're going to use that as part of the sandwich. So I'm going to start my sandwich with some of that on both sides, top and bottom.
And the reason we use Whole Foods is because value matters.
That's right. All right, so that's going to go down on the base. And we're also going to put some on top, just because I hate a dry sandwich.
You know, I agree. I totally agree.
All right.
Unless I'm traveling. Then what I do is I have them take the condiments off until I get home.
Now,
so
let's take one of our milanese.
How do you say that again?
Milanese. Milanesa.
See, for those of you who can't pronounce it, you can't eat it.
Okay. Now, we're going to take some Serrano ham.
And Serrano ham is different from hickory baked ham?
Yeah, Serrano is a dry-cured ham. Comes from Spain.
Probably the Serrano region.
And it's...
I'm such a help on you, aren't I?
You are. I appreciate it.
you lying sack.
And it's very, actually very, very expensive normally to buy. But
is it worth it, though?
It is. It is so worth it. And I like it better than typical prosciutto.
So it's going to be cured. It's going to be much saltier.
it's dry cured, so yeah, it is salty. But we're just going to put on a couple of layers like that. Now I've got this
heirloom tomato
that I've sliced very thin.
That was a gorgeous heirloom tomato, by the way.
Look at that. You can almost see through. Beautiful little slices.
You could serve my mother-in-law to cut those so thin.
And then we're going to finish off with a little bit of the baby arugula, just to give it some green.
Does anybody eat adult arugula?
Yeah.
You always hear baby arugula. Baby arugula. They like to eat the babies more than they like to eat the adults.
Yeah, baby arugula is it's not as strong of a flavor. It's not as tough of a leaf. Same with spinach and kale, for that matter.
I wouldn't know.
Yes, I know that.
So I have to ask.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds.
At this point, that's it. Now, I think I'll take a little bit of the straight avocado dressing. I'm just going to drizzle it on top here as well on the arugula.
Now you've forced another picture.
Okay.
Because I have the Samsung Galaxy 6 Edge,
yep,
the far superior phone that's on the market today, I can just hit the button twice, and no matter what mode, it automatically goes to camera.
All right, that's lovely.
I'd give you the plug and try to stick you now, because you're going to talk about how wonderful your iPhone is.
It is great.
Please. Ancient technology.
All right, so we're going to cut this into some smaller sandwiches. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, to remind you, next week may or may not be a best of, because if I can't replace Chef Eric with a comparable or better chef, then there shall not be a show next week, because, you know, it's the incredible Chef Eric and his anniversaries. So we are going to let him take some time off for a change. Reminder, too, we will be off the week of the 4th of July. But trust us, my friends, we have plenty of best of shows to fill in. And then we will be, at the end of the month, we'll be at the Mothership, the Big Green Egg Retail Center. And Russ Sutton, the owner of Cutters, and I were over there recently. It's the first time he'd ever been there.
Oh, really?
All he could say was, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, the whole time he's going through there. And Jody, the absolute incredible marketing director, she's got another title. It's more fancy, but listen, if it's anything to do with marketing, the Big Green Egg, it's Jody. That's it. And so she gave us a tour, and guess who was teaching over there that day in the Culinary Center?
Who's that?
The Youngbloods.
Oh, nice.
Doing a pizza class.
Oh, great.
And they were doing a Chicago deep dish pizza. They didn't even know I was coming. And we did a Chicago deep dish pizza. So
there you go.
So it was absolutely incredible and outstanding. So it was. And Chef Eric, we will be going down. I will be going down to the IPCPR in New Orleans, which is a big international pipe cigar, blah blah blah. It's the biggest event in the world for cigars. All the manufacturers, all the owners of all the companies are there. So we're going to be going down there. And what's your excitement? Are you going to be doing the President's Club this year?
No, I don't think so. But we've got a few trips planned. We're going down to Orlando over the next few weeks.
And, nice. Nice.
A few other locations. But.
Well, as always, Chef Eric, top-notch, top-drawer, top-tasting food. An exceptional job. And I'd like to give a special shout-out to Matt and to Robin and to Diane and to Elizabeth and to everybody that helped us today to make this experience happen. It's been an extremely fun and exciting day. To Executive Chef Eric Holdo, Eric with a K, of course, because how dare he be common with a C. And the person who keeps us on time and in line, Teresa Lass. Lovely Teresa is here again, taking pictures and keeping us on time. Keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed, the master whipmaker, Michael the Whip Holst. And Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs could not have been brought to you or presented to you if it had not been for our wonderful sponsors, the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Schumann Produce, remember, if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, they are the ultimate experience when it comes to great cigars here, your portal to the world. A world of great times, a world of great cigars and selection, a world of great friends you have yet to meet. And the food has been provided by Whole Foods. My friends, Whole Foods, where value matters. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. After all, they are the reasons we continue to have the freedom we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
And my friends, take a moment and remember, policemen are there for a reason. They are not our enemies. They are not the evil ones. 99% of them are very good, God-fearing, red-blooded Americans who separate us from anarchy. Please remember that. As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, we'd like to remind you to be safe, enjoy yourself, enjoy your summer holidays. Keep your dials right here on Newstalk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless y'all, God bless America, and God willing, we'll see you next week.